Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to have just a few minutes today to talk to you about the importance of finding and keeping the best people possible for our teams. A new branch manager's comments reminded me of the stress and confusion many experience in their new roles. After he shared a funny story about an early misunderstanding, he smiled and said, "I suppose I missed that stuff in training." I joke with him that it's impossible to train new managers or even new frontline employees for every possible scenario they may face. But if we've hired the right people and helped them get over a few bumps in the road, we tend to do okay. As technology increasingly commoditizes the banking industry, many institutions have begun recruiting non-bankers more aggressively than ever. And this is a good thing. They seek the retail perspectives, the sales experience, and diverse personalities these outsiders can bring to a team. These attributes are increasingly beneficial to banks and credit unions. As the banking industry becomes more and more homogenized by technology, our people are our last true differentiators. But to benefit from the great new energy and diverse personalities, we need to be careful that we're not running potentially good employees off or indoctrinating the new ideas and energy out of new hires early on. That's not a criticism of banks or credit unions. Most industries have rules, regulations, and procedures for new employees to learn. The banking industry just seems to have, well, more than most. Yet I find that many have not matched their efforts in recruiting outside talent with the kind of training and mentoring programs that can be the difference between failure and success. Over the years, I've heard many bankers complain of the high turnover of their new non-banker recruits for their in-store locations. For this reason, they too often decide that, well, it's just easier to find an existing banker and convince him or her that the in-stores are for them. And sure, if those people also happen to have great personalities and true retailing work ethics, well, it works. But just as often, well, maybe more often, these experienced bankers, for whatever reason, simply do not enjoy an in-store environment. And it shows. I've had scores of bankers in recent years ask for advice on where do I find the right people for increasingly sales-focused banker positions. I usually ask them how satisfied and confident they are with their training, onboarding, and mentoring programs. If their institution is solid in those areas, the universe of great potential in-store bankers is large. They can and should look for folks with engaging personalities and strong sales and customer service skills everywhere they go. They can concentrate on finding good people, knowing they can help them become good and competent bankers. Not every person is cut out for every job. There are certain attributes we look for in certain job classes. When I'm on an airplane, I really don't care if my pilot has a sense of humor or great interpersonal skills. I pretty much want him or her to focus on getting from point A to point B as safely as possible. I'm okay with an introvert in the pilot seat. In our in-store world, however, that's a recipe for failure. As the human interface of increasingly online operations, our in-store bankers are as much a part of our product as the products and services we sell. A customer's or member's experiences with our in-store teams tend to drive customer satisfaction levels as much and often more than any other factor. In politics, they say that personnel is policy. I would suggest that in our business, in many ways, personnel is product. And smart in-store branch organizations are as focused on identifying folks with great personalities and solid work ethics as they are on any other aspect of their businesses. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.